Well, Attorney General William Barr says, well, you know what I think is that William Barr, the Attorney General, has been tuning into this program, is what I think. Because what he says echoes exactly what I've been telling you for a very long time, which is the law of diminishing returns, which means Democrats keep going to the Mueller well, and there's nothing there. We learned back in April there was no conspiracy and no collusion with Russia between the Trump campaign or the Trump transition or the Trump White House with anybody that influenced the election. So Democrats now have opened 100 different investigations. By the way, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, yesterday signing a piece of legislation that makes it legal for the state of New York to potentially rifle through Donald Trump's tax returns and then give the salient parts to members of Congress. We'll see where that goes, but I can guarantee you that'll be a fist fight. But when I'm talking about the Attorney General William Barr, he says that there's not much there for Mueller to offer, and that what the Democrats are doing is creating a public spectacle by issuing the subpoena, demanding that Barr come testify. And by the way, that's going to be Wednesday of next week. We'll be in Greenville, North Carolina for that event because Donald Trump is having a rally that night, and we're going to kind of see how the president plays all of that. We'll be on hand talking to the faithful in North Carolina. Obviously, North Carolina, a very important swing state. But William Barr, you know, I get the feeling he listens to the program because his common sense is clear. And I want you to get a sense of it, too. At bite number six from William Barr, bite six, talking about the spectacle of Mueller coming to testify in front of Congress with not much else to offer. Bite six.
I was disappointed to see him subpoenaed because I don't think that serves any purpose dragging Bob Mueller up if he, in fact, is going to stick to the report. It seems to me the only reason for doing that is to create some kind of public spectacle. And if Bob decides that he doesn't want to be subject to that, then the Department of Justice would certainly back him.
And so Bill Barr also saying that if Bob Mueller doesn't want to appear, give us a phone call, and we'll say you don't have to do it. Now Mueller seems to want to do this. And the key to understand this, why Mueller wants to be there, he doesn't like this president. I think that's pretty safe to say based on his actions. Has he ever said that publicly? No. But his behavior, his demeanor, for him to go out in front of a press conference here a few weeks ago and say, if the president were not guilty, we'd say so. If we had found the president is not guilty, we'd say so. We'll take the operative part of that sentence, the president is not guilty, and just keep on to that, because in the world of prosecution, you're not there to exonerate anyone. You're there to either file charges or not. Either you get a true bill of indictment or you do not. Pretty simple stuff here. And if you don't get a true bill of indictment, there's nothing much else to say. I mean, the general practice is not to continue to smear the focus of your investigation. The normal practice would be to move on or conduct a different investigation or find an actual crime that's prosecutable. None of those things have happened. And so here's what I go back to. Bob Mueller is going to appear in front of a couple of different House committees on Wednesday of next week, July the 17th. During those back and forth conversations and question and answer sessions, Mueller will not be able to go beyond the four corners of the report. He will not be able to go into more detail than is already in the report. And the report's pretty detailed. It's 448 pages, of which the public has access to more than 90% of it. Members of Congress, like Little Wadler, Jerry Nadler of New York, they have access to about 99% of it. There are two sentences and five partial sentences redacted in what Nadler has available. Of course, he has never gone to read the thing. We know that. It's available in a room there on Capitol Hill. He's never gone to read the thing because he doesn't care that much, because it isn't about what's in the report. It's all about politics. That's the bottom line. This is all about politics, period. And if you think it's something else, you're deluding yourself. So as you get down to it, let me guarantee you that, again, Bob Mueller will not go beyond the four corners of the report because he can't. It's a detailed report that goes into minutiae about things that don't even matter. What will happen is this. The Republicans will be able to ask Mueller about their editing process. For example, when the attorney Dowd had a conversation with one of the folks from the investigative team, and then Mueller included that in the report, and they went through and redacted certain portions of it and made it look like Dowd, who was the president's attorney until late 2018, was doing something nefarious. But when you see the unredacted version, which came out through another investigation, you realize, no, wait a second. There's nothing actually even particularly interesting going on in this conversation, but it was edited as such to give an inference. And that's what Republicans will focus on, and they should. They should focus on the way the report was presented. They should focus on the way the report was edited. They should focus on the way things were redacted or not redacted to give a certain impression that was misleading. Plus, the Republicans will also have a chance to ask why Mueller never investigated the origins of the Steele dossier, completely discredited now. I mean, there's no supporting evidence that anything in the Steele dossier that was put forth by James Comey and pushed along by Andrew McCabe and defended by the likes of Stroke and Page and all of these players in this big dance that was going on. Why was that never investigated by Bob Mueller and his team? Why were the origins of where the investigation come from? Why was that never looked into? And those are the questions the Republicans will ask now. And they will, and they should. These are important questions because if the DOJ or the FBI or the intelligence community of the United States government was used and weaponized, and we have proof of that and we can show that, people ought to be held to account for that. I know that Michael Horowitz, the inspector general, will get to that, as will the other attorneys investigating this. But it's an important question. So I think the Democrats bring Bob Mueller to Capitol Hill at their own peril. It's what I have said for a very long time. I stand by that today. He will give no more. They will get considerably less at the end of his testimony. And it could reflect badly on Bob Mueller, and it could reflect worse on the Democrats. Mark my words. 25 after on a Tuesday, it's the Steve Gruber Show.